I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 4. Coming up, Prime Minister expresses confidence in new CCJ president, case flow management strategies yielding success, and Entertainment Ministry sets up Jamaica Creative 100 program. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Derry! May I run for a doctor, but fill a prescription, and me no know when me a come back?
Then, Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then, my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone, use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and then we'll alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now, that I go save time.
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is confident in the abilities of newly appointed President of the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ, Justice Adrian Saunders, to lead the institution. Justice Saunders was sworn in as the third President of the CCJ by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen this afternoon in a ceremony preceding the opening of the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of the CARICOM Heads of Government. Addressing the swearing-in ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said Justice Saunders is assuming responsibility for a body that is integral to the effective functioning of CARICOM. He added that based on Justice Saunders' attributes, the court will continue to be a guardian of the rights of Caribbean people.
Throughout your distinguished career, you have demonstrated excellence in your knowledge and understanding of the law, strong moral values, fairness, leadership, and a deep commitment to justice.
Prime Minister Holness also said that Justice Saunders will build on the legacy of the outgoing CCJ President, Sir Dennis Byron, who served in the capacity for 7 years. Chief Justice Brian Sykes says several parish courts have been demonstrating mastery of case flow management and in the process clearing their backlogs. Mr. Sykes says recent statistics revealed that hearing date certainty for criminal trials is approximately 54%, while the average across all divisions is 69%.
You have divisions that are doing particularly well, such as probate and matrimonial, which is over 80%. In the 2018, the first quarter report for this year, the judges of the Commercial Court, we should congratulate them. There's a hearing date certainty of 92%.
Mr. Sykes was speaking at a recent case management seminar at the Meliobracca Village in Trelawney. The Chief Justice says the parish courts in St. Andrew, St. Anne, and Westmoreland have also seen a significant improvement in case clearance rates and backlog reduction despite limited resources. Westmoreland, which has one of the heaviest caseloads, now has a case clearance rate of 86.7%, while the corporate area recorded 76.25%. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport has established the Jamaica Creative 100 program geared at developing the talents of creative practitioners. Making her contribution to the 2018-2019 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange said $26 million has been allocated towards the program, which will aid the development of authentic creative products capable of competing in the global marketplace.
Through this program, we will fund short to medium term projects to help small business entrepreneurs to create new products for the global marketplace or to enter new markets. These small business entrepreneurs just need a little help to cut a bigger slice of the global creative pie.
The minister adds that beneficiaries will be selected through an open call based on their entrepreneurial acumen, product quality, and a submitted proposal. The Jamaica Creative 100 program will be administered by the National Cultural and Creative Industries Council in the ministry. In the meantime, Culture Minister Olivia Grange says the government has stepped up efforts to provide tangible support to the cultural and heritage communities. Ms. Grange says in the past 2 years, the ministry has increased the funding support to both communities from $5 million to $11 million.
The Maroon celebrations in a compound. We have also given support to the other Maroon communities, that is Charlestown, Scotts Hall, and Moortown. But we have also given support to Indian Arrival Day commemoration activities, to Indian Jose celebrations, and Rastafari commemorative events, such as the commemoration of the Carroll Gardens incident and the visit to Jamaica of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I.
The minister was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.